Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We should catch a bit of sun this afternoon, high near 50. And after a nice weekend, it is look out again by Monday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff has your full forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories on Friday, November 8th. Fort Worth police say a suspected drunk driver put one of their own in the hospital this morning. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
An officer was sitting out cones at a traffic stop along Highway 287 near Harmon in far north Fort Worth. She was helping block traffic for another officer who had pulled over a different drunk driving suspect. Police say another car hit the officer blocking traffic in the back of her car about 2:30 this morning. That officer went to JPS Hospital in serious condition, but police say her injuries are not life-threatening. They say the driver of the other car stopped in the grass along the side of the highway and tried to run off. Officers captured him and arrested him. He'll be charged with intoxication assault. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A South Dallas man pleads guilty to two murders. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
The bodies of Randall Lynn and Judy Askew had been in a car parked along Frost Street in South Dallas for at least a day in February because several people saw them there. But it wasn't until one neighbor took a closer look and realized both were dead and both had been hacked to death with a machete. The car belonged to Askew, who actually lived several blocks away. In her home, they found Chris Askew, who had cuts on his hands. Chris Askew now admits to a judge he killed both Lynn and Judy Askew because he was mad at Lynn. In fact, he told police Lynn could have lived for 3 days before he put the bodies in the car and drove them to Frost Street. Askew has been sentenced to 50 years in prison. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Haltom City, police are looking for a man who exposed himself to a 17-year-old girl who was walking to school on Wednesday at Appanir Haltom High School. Mark Thomas with the Birdville ISD says the incident has students and parents worried.
We're thankful, first of all, nobody was seriously injured, but still it's a level of concern.
Police say there was a second incident on Thursday near the school where a man grabbed a 16-year-old girl on her way to school. The suspect in the first case, described as a white male between 20 and 25, he's about 5'9 with brown hair. Police say the suspect in the second case has the same general build, but they're not sure if the two cases are connected. They're asking anyone with information about either case to contact investigators. The University of North Texas is apologizing after a staff member used a racial slur last night during a panel discussion on hate on campus. The university says while the individual used the slur to make a point during a discussion about free speech, University President Neil Smotresk tweeted an apology that read in part, "A member of the UNT system's legal staff used a racial epithet that is not reflective of the values of our university. This language is never condoned. Our university prides itself on our diversity and caring nature." Music lovers are braving the cold and they are camping outside Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. KRLD's Bailey Friday reports fans are ready for tonight's first concert at the new venue.
21 Pilots will play the brand new venue's first show tonight, and people have been camping out in the cold all night long in anticipation. They better hunker down because the show doesn't start until 8 tonight, and the doors don't open until 7. 21 Pilots are swinging by the brand new multipurpose arena, which just opened on October 26th, as part of the Bandidos tour, and it seems Texans are ready. The Black Keys and George Strait will also perform at Dickies Arena later this month, and so will Hot Wheels, Monster Trucks Live. Talk about a multi-purpose venue. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Big traffic changes coming to Fort Worth. An exit ramp off Loop 820 being shut down permanently. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has details.
Weather permitting, at 9 tomorrow night, the exit onto Mark IV Parkway from the westbound 820 North Loop will be permanently closed. Tommy Williamson with the North Tarrant Express Project says crews will be tearing down the old off-ramp and will be replacing it with the new one.
This is part of additional improvements to the North Tarrant Express Project. So we want to make the access in that area a little bit better by removing those jug handles and replacing them with new ramps.
Once the ramp is shut down, drivers needing to get onto Mark IV Parkway will get off at the next exit, 156 Blue Mound Road, go back onto eastbound 820, and then get off at Mark IV. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If your kids are looking for a great music school, a new list says there's one right here in North Texas.
The Hollywood Reporter ranks the top 25 music schools in the world, and they do it every year. And right there alongside the number one school, Juilliard, that's in New York, number three, Columbia College in Chicago, and number four, Berklee College of Music in Boston. If you don't want to go way far away, University of North Texas is on this list at number 20. It's the only Texas school on the list, and really the only one in the Southwest. UNT is the cheapest school on the entire 25 school list. The magazine also notes a 61% acceptance rate and one of the largest music libraries in the entire world. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Sports, the Cowboys host Minnesota Sunday night. SMU is home to face East Carolina tomorrow, while TCU will host Baylor. And last night in high school football, the big results included Cedar Hill over DeSoto, Denton Ryan over Birdville, Red Oak routed Seagoville, Arlington Lamar edged Arlington High, and Southlake Carroll finished the regular season 10-0 by beating Keller Timber Creek. You can find the full preview of tonight's high school action at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.